Radio Prague News.
A Czech delegation leaves for Beirut on Tuesday night to try to gain more information on the case of the five Czechs who went missing in Lebanon in mid-July. Consumption of electricity in the Czech Republic has increased due to the extremely hot and dry weather, and more than 8 billion crowns from European subsidies is to be spent on fighting drought and on the retention of water in the landscape in the course of the next 5 years. A Czech delegation leaves for Beirut on Tuesday night to try to gain more information on the case of the five Czechs who went missing in Lebanon in mid-July, the spokeswoman for the foreign ministry has told the Czech news agency, adding that the delegation should return on Wednesday night. The delegation will include Deputy Foreign Minister Jakub Kulhánek and the head of the anti-organized crime squad Robert Šlachta. The Czech delegation will, among other things, try to establish close cooperation with local investigators and share information that the Czech side has assembled on the case. Two Czech intelligence experts are already in Lebanon working in the field. Consumption of electricity in the Czech Republic has increased due to the extremely hot and dry weather, Czech radio reported on Tuesday. According to Pavel Cirani, director of ČEZ's strategic division, the demand is currently up by around 8% compared to the same period last year. Most of the energy is being used for air conditioning and cooling equipment. The head of the Czech electricity transmission system operator, Vladimír Tošovský, told Czech radio that the country's energy grid has not been overloaded so far, unlike in the neighbouring Poland, where energy supplies had to be curbed for larger consumers. More than 8 billion crowns from European subsidies is to be spent on fighting drought and on the retention of water in the landscape in the course of the next 5 years, Petra Roubičková, spokeswoman for the Czech Environment Ministry, told the Czech news agency. The money from the Environment Operational Programme will be invested in projects increasing the flow in riverbeds and the renovation of damaged or vanished areas and landscape elements in which water would naturally accumulate, such as riverheads, pools and swamps. While the Czech Republic has invested a lot of money into flood prevention, in recent years it is poorly prepared for long periods of drought. Czechs are not too interested in their health, according to a recent survey by the Czech Republic's State Health Institute. The Czech Republic has finished 7th out of 8 EU countries that took part in the health literacy survey last year, ranking, among others, behind the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany and Poland. The survey showed that nearly 50% of Europeans had poor hygiene habits. Only a little over 30% of Czechs passed the health literacy test, which shows the degree to which they are able to understand basic health information and services and make responsible decisions regarding their health. Barrel organ players from the Czech Republic and abroad have gathered in Prague to attend a one-day festival called Flašinečie, or The Barrel Organ is Alive, organized by the National Museum. Concerts can be heard on Tuesday on Prague's Kampa Island in the St. Nicholas Church on the Old Town Square and at the Czech Museum of Music. The event, dedicated to the historical mechanical instrument, was launched last year and is the first in a series of international barrel organist gatherings that will take place between now and the end of the month in Liberec, Brno and Pekarovice in the Jeseníky Mountains. I'm Ruth Franíková and that's the end of the news.